Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Greg Ibaugh on what USDA is doing in regards to cattle market transparency in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Cattle producers and the markets have been hit hard by a couple of huge events. One, the Holcomb fire of last August 2019, and now, more recently, COVID-19. Greg Ibaugh is Undersecretary at USDA for Regulatory Affairs and Marketing, and he is being kind of the point person within USDA dealing with these market reactions that have occurred because of these two events. He was a speaker earlier this week at the North Dakota Stock Growers Association, and a colleague of ours, Megan Overby, from the Red River Radio Network, caught up with him via telephone talking about what he was telling cattle producers up in North Dakota regarding USDA's efforts in looking at how the markets have responded.
He has spent looking at and analyzing what happened following the fire in Kansas, as well as the adjustments the market had to go through due to the COVID pandemic. And we issued a report in July that had some suggestions that followed, you know, several themes. Part of those suggestions and discussion points were for Congress and the cattle industry to ponder and decide whether or not they wanted to take some legislative action. And part of those had some adjustments we could make in USDA. And then the third category were educational aspects that USDA and the industry could partner together on. We're in the process of making our own in-house adjustments, as well as working with the industry on some educational opportunities for risk management.
Megan asked the undersecretary about the impact the industry's seen because of COVID-19.
Well, we've definitely seen several shifts as a result of the pandemic. Consumers have become a little bit more interested in where their food comes from. They become a little bit more aware that there can be food shortages. I think in America, most consumers thought that that would be something that never happened. And when we had to shift the food flow between food service, restaurants, and retail, we saw that that could happen. And we've also seen a new interest in reaching out to farmers and ranchers and feedlots themselves to purchase cattle or beef directly. And that's, we've seen a ripple effect in the availability of our custom exempts and smaller federally inspected and state inspected plants to be able to handle that shift in demand.
Is there any worry that another surge in coronavirus cases could impact the packing industry again?
So definitely the packing industry had problems in May, in at the end of April, throughout May, that extended into June with a big impact on employees becoming ill, some employees not wanting to show up for work because they were scared they would become ill. But I think in a large part, the disease diagnosis in the packing industry has really leveled off. And whether that's because of herd immunity, that so many got sick at the beginning, that we're not seeing that resurgence. Hopefully there's enough immunity built up that we won't have to deal with that resurgence in the packing industry. But for right now, they've kind of found an equilibrium and basically are harvest levels in both the beef and pork industry are about equivalent to where they would normally be, you know, on a day-to-day basis based on the last 2 or 3 years of experience.
USDA Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.